topic. I think in some announcement from the office, I think it was entitled "The Halachic Response to Social and Scientific Change." But it seemed to be too similar to the stuff that you hear at 120 First Street. So I just made the broad topic halacha v'chevra, and we'll try to focus in on some of the ikrim that really are involved in the darkei horor. It's a topic that can be used to discuss Ramish Kol HaTorah Kula, because our Torah is a halachic response to social and scientific change. But a Bohu, who, being omniscient, was able to respond at Maimon Har Sinai to changes that are occurring today, or will occur 100 years from now, or 1,000 years from now. That is part of the claim of the Nitzchius of Torah, that it's ever adaptable without change. It's adaptable while being immutable. No man-made law can make that boast. Obviously, it's due to the structure of halacha, in which halacha has a built-in elastic clause that allows it to encompass change within society. What differentiates us from those of our estranged brethren who really have about left the faith, the Reform have left the faith, they are no longer Jews, the least of it. The conservatives, it would be nice to know what they are, who they are, where they stand. But certainly, I think it's important to recognize that we are no longer dealing with a, quote, a Jewish movement. The individual Reformed Jew, Yisrael, Afi Shachat to Yisrael, but the movement is now a neo-Christian movement, certainly a non-Jewish movement, with their last decision to give up the morals and ethics of Judaism along with the ritual. They gave up the ritual l'chatchila and claimed that they speak yet the moral and ethical and ethics of biblical Judaism. They claim it to themselves to be moralist and ethicist. With their last decision, actually a series of decisions, premarital sex, new decision to allow in, rather to encourage the formation of gay synagogues and have them join the union, and the fact that they have moved their constituency from Jew to non-Jew. I saw a study the last few days and looked over some of the things I want to discuss with you, that 40% of Reform congregations will allow a non-Jew to be a member and participate in the service. Not a miyuhudi, a bad geirus, good geirus, a bad kedusha. No. Lives in a neighborhood, is a pluralistic type personality, geit in ishtan, Sunday he goes to church, Shabbos he comes to the temple, they'll give him an aliyah, they'll open up psichas nile, han yom kippur, whatever they do. So you're no longer dealing with a Jewish movement. It's very important, especially for you people who are going to be the spokesmen for the next generation, to be da mashatoshiv l'apikores, as I said in Shir the other day, the apikores within you, not only another apikores. Everyone has a little apikores hanging out in his heart, hanging onto his soul, who asks questions. You have to be able to answer. And the key question that's being asked is, how far can you push halacha in response to imagined or real social needs? That was the reason for undertaking what really is a massive assignment, and one that tests a little bit the courage, my own courage and yours, to handle some of these inyanim. that are fraught with danger, that Chalil Vachas, you should think that because of the language we use, we are also using the constructs, the theories, the psychological set of those who don't believe in Torah Misinai. To use a Balabatish example, which I think is meaningful, the fact is that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't draw any sharp demarcation lines between Mutter and Osur. The fact is that he drew only circumscribed areas of acceptable activity. And when you step out of that bound, you stepped away either from Judaism or from the pale of humanity. But those boundary lines in that box are very rigid. They don't budge at all. We differentiate our theology, our understanding of halacha, from the conservative group in that we have those rigid boxes. But we also differentiate our theology from the amaratzis that can get into Am Yisrael, which is also a kind of apikosis, that insists there's only one line. That is not. The whole koach of a Baal Horoh is to know the boundary lines of the box. Because a Baal Horoh knows very well when you're out of that box, there's nothing to do. The Raisis are not to talk about. The Rabbonans, let's understand what the boundary lines of their takonis were. Minhogim, let's see what the impact of Minik can be, and what exactly was the historicity of the minhag to let me understand what are the limits set by minhag. I want to give you people the shoes to stop me right now and go make me go to some more cut and dried material. Essentially, what I decided to do once I sat down to prepare the work over the last many months, I realized that I have trouble putting a period at the end of almost any sentence, certainly at the end of a lecture. So I want to review with you first, before we begin, the topics that I felt belong into this series. I only have two times to meet with you on this thing. Third time is supposed to be on Hasogas Gevul. If things go well, I think maybe I'd be prepared to mevater on Hasogas Gevul and let someone else be Masig Mike Gevul and talk about Hasogas Gevul. Hasogas Gevul is also an important topic. It's on a new pizza shop wants to open up here. Halacha Lamaise. Here's how I set it up, at least for the first presentation. And here, I'm not that foolhardy to think that I have material here only for one shiur. It could last for all three shiurim. Depends how we handle it. But I thought we have a concept here of terminal education. We catch you for a certain amount of time, and then you disappear. I thought that I owe it to you at least to give you a little bit of a few more keys to knowledge, at least where to think and where to look. And Emir Tashem then expand on the theme by yourself, because Hashem, I have full confidence that you can do it on your own too. If only you directed where to look and a little bit how to think. Let me run through what I have for Shia 1, which may not be Shia 1, maybe Shia 1, 2, and 3. But I'll try my best to make it Shia 1 by skipping. But I thought I'd put it in, touch the points quickly, and have you benefit from that. Because I feel that this somehow fell into my lot as a great achayas. Talk about something no one else wants to talk about here in the yeshiva. Essentially, I began by thinking, what do we mean by halachic response to a social and scientific change? The scientific change is easier for me. I've thought about it many, many years. I think I have a clear understanding of the scientific facts. Halacha and science are never in conflict. So I have a good psychological set to begin with. Psychological set is that God is not schizophrenic, that the Hashem Elohim don't fight with each other. It's one God, the Hashem Echad. Therefore, there can't be conflict between science and halacha. It cannot be. That's the hanacha you make, despite the lectures on Tovu Umada. That all that stuff really is nonsense. because it almost falls into that category, not of Bible criticism, but of God criticism. Even to pose the question, is science and halacha in conflict? We do not have a schizophrenic God. They're not in conflict. And if they seem to be in conflict, it's always due to one of three reasons. You don't understand the science, you don't understand the halacha, or the third most common reason, you don't understand either the science or the halacha. That will come to have some good examples. We'll run through them, Yitzhak Hashem, no problem. It's the first part that bothers me. Halachic response to social change. In Shir and Ksubis, I was really oriented my thinking to this problem. Chazokein adamosa biloso bilaznus. How many want to vote for that chazoke today? You want a Gallup poll? Will it come out that way? And on it depends whether an HSH is muteres le'almo or not muteres le'almo. We're talking about mamzerus and chiyuv misa based upon that chazoke. Do we go with the chazoke? Don't we go with the chazoke? Or are all these chazokes like cheskas nida, a chazoke asuya l'shtanus? And social change is catch it at what point of the swing of the pendulum? Where are you now? Chazoke or no chazoke? I thought I'd begin with first establishing the right of the layman to make halachas. And I call that tokev shal minag balocha. The concept of minag yisrael dinhu is a dual concept. Minhag makes din, as we'll see. But there's a second concept which people don't fully appreciate, and that is, if you know your din, you'll almost always find that minhag Yisrael reflects din, not just arbitrariness on the part of society to make up for psanu custom. And maybe minhag Yisrael dinhu may be the end result of minhag has encompassed halachic concerns and expressed it in the form of minhag. And hence it takes its authority from the dinim that induced the minhag. The second point I make, which I will not spend much time at, but actually if you want, that is, it has to do with a shir I gave not long ago on horo acha horo, the concept that minhag is a machia and a machlokes. That whereas one individual may not have the koach to be a machia and a machlokes, ben gedol le'olam yefshel ha'achnes roshi ben ahorim, as the expression goes, but if it's in mass, we can do so. It got established somehow that the reikit mezachdo, this is our custom, and our custom was la'achia between bali machlokes. Since the timing came out to between Purim and Pesach, I thought for those of you especially who are going on Chobis or something, need a good Shabbos HaGodol Halacha Drush one, I thought I would just use as an example the Isur Kitnius per Pesach to develop the power of a minhag, how it developed, what its origins are, and what its impact is in a pluralistic society where there are Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, each one claiming to be fuller than the next. That is our definition of pluralism in Judaism. I then jump to an example where minhag can determine chiyuvi deraisa. And I took as an example a din kalach hayad, and as you'll see, this is how I survive. I get multiple use out of my commitments. So since we're learning Ksuvos, I focus in heavily on the shurim I've been giving to try to get examples. It saves me some time from looking to other Masechtos. Here we were Mayan a little bit more, so well, the same halacha you'll find many, many other places, on Shehutsu, etc. But this Yoneg Mefarek Alachayadhu, and simply because I have a personal commitment to Rabbi Chana Wasserman Zatzal, because of his role in the Shoah, whenever possible to mention his name in Sivsosa of Dovos Vekever. So I brought you down from the Kovitz Yurim, things that I could bring from many other places. but mamish the schuso lilu nishmoso to use him as a source. And since unfortunately here in the yeshiva he's used so little for some reason, although he is most likely the best malamed around on any masechta in which he speaks, I brought some rayas from him and how the halachic, what is the halachic response to changes in custom and technology, and how it affects the Hilchas Shabbos or Hilchas their client. And then again, as you'll see, the sugyas are just examples, could be from many places. I chose the examples from the shiur that I'm involved in, from Ksubis, the din of Menekes Chaveiro, and there I was able to show a chronological historical development of a posik ador, Maishver Zatzal, how he moved along the Isur Menekes Chaveiro, which is an Isur in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Machaba, Lo Plug, from a state of Isur to a state of almost Heter over the course of some 25, 30 years, as things changed in the care of the infant, pediatric patient, and his nutrition, how the concern for Menekes Chaveiro, Ahaloche Psuka, was allowed to be reevaluated in the light of existing exemptions, or, to put it in the previous imagery, to move the halacha to the full extent of the boundaries that Chazal set. And here you're dealing with a din d'rabbanan, of course. And the last one, the one that is most likely, if there were any need to choose four or five piski halachas that had affected Klal Yisrael in the last generation, I think the one that would have to be in the top three would be the psak of Maishreel Zatzal, that a reform marriage can be disregarded without benefit of get, the Mater Anishis Ish, quote, Lialmo, and thus save a generation from Mamzerus, and save a generation from Yisrael Anishis Ish. The movement of the psak from Einan also Bilas Nus as an absolute to a possible psak that a man living with his wife for 40 years signing their checkbook Mr. and Mrs. being recorded in the court says Mr. and Mrs. having gone through a reform ceremony Alpha PK, they are living in sin. There's an illicit relationship without benefit of Kedusha. And I brought down here the Lev Ibra, which is Rav Henkin Zatzal, one of the greatest of the poskim that lived in America, his opposition to that psak, so that you see the tension that each had in trying to determine what are the boundary lines for this halacha of Ein Adam Osa Bilos Bilas Nus. Are there any conditions that allow differently? As I've convinced myself and try to convince the people of my shiur, the Talmidim, that if Rav Henkin Zatzal were alive today, he would have no choice but to be moda. Maybe when he wrote the psak, he was right. Today, unfortunately, my shver is right. But Ein Adam Osa Bilos Bilas Nus is a concept you'll have trouble selling to anybody. Not in the light of the alternate bonding of relationships that exist in America, not in light of the studies on infidelity that have been that are published regularly and so on. And that affects the halacha. The halacha never changes. The halacha responds to change. The halacha gives us the principles that allow the halacha to be always, excuse the expression, relevant, meaningful, as if we had to defend it against somebody. I took down as examples of things that have changed, and I didn't mean to do so, but I had scribbled it on the bottom of the page and in pencil, and it came out in the Xeroxing because I had gave him the rewrite page. I gave him the wrong page. I had rewritten it a little neater, and I gave this page in, and so it came out, but it served, I think, b'dieved, very useful to see what I considered to be as part of the halachic analysis that must be made in order to really live up to the title that the office gave, the halachic response to social and scientific change, that there are halachas that should be reevaluated because of changes that had occurred. I run through them, and then really, you people, I ask you sincerely if you can add to it, because I'm interested in really completing a monograph on this. I think it's maybe one of the most choshev topics that you can have. It's not right to send yeshiva boys out of this yeshiva without having exposed them fully to the majesty and grandeur of halacha as it responds to social change. I have here the Vosilbash. I'll give you just the Dagdama. Takes a little bit longer this time. I think Dagdama itself is the Ikir this year. Vosilbash, can you or can you not go in for a manicure while taking your haircut before Svir? A haircut for Yom Tov.
What about that?
Can you wear a toupee? New drug is on the market. I think it was just approved. Minoxidil for baldness. Is baldness a chesaron for a woman? So man, what difference does it make? Yeah, hair, no hair. Is that also a nihugisha? I personally have had over 30 shilas on that question alone. The company has been doing some massive PR on that. It's getting in comments throughout this last year. Can you use minoxidil to cause increased hair growth? Why would a man want to have more hair to grow? It only costs more money to cut it. Or do you say, but everybody does it? And everybody does not nuhugisha. Can a Stern College girl going on a hike with her girlfriends, only girls, can she wear slacks? There's an isu. Vosilbash, the geva, simas geva lo yi alisha. If it's also, it's also. But you go into any women's store that sells only for women, you see racks of slacks. Has the thing the halacha changed with it? Pashas, of course. It's not a simas geva anymore. Oh, make a chilik whether it has a zipper or doesn't have a zipper. So for zipper, you get malchus. You get zapped for a zipper. These are shaylis, and if you're going to go out in the field, rabbonim, you're going to have to answer those shaylis. And how about a wife and a sister? They also count. You have to answer their shaylis also. And if you can't answer the shaila, the real problem is not your wife and sister or the fat yidin that wants to wear slacks. That's not my concern. My concern is that apikoiris that resides in you, the dama shatoshev apikoiris, because when you cast aspersions on the integrity of the aloche, on the logic of the aloche, on the sensibility of the aloche, you weaken your emunah b'Hashem. And that's the thing you have to watch out for. Asher Zatzal and Parsha Zohar used to say, there's no Amalek, what's the Parsha Zohar? What kind of nonsense? There's no Amalek. Rabbanan told us, the Chazal told us, you'll never be Amalek again. Right, there was Bilbu among the Amim, there's no Amalek. Asher would always say, Zohar, remember Amalek? He says, remember that you can become Amalek. Because Amalek had a fine Zayde, and he became Amalek. Because you also can be Amalek. And Ikar Kiyum of the mitzvah is to make it impossible for you to become an Amalek. Bechitzas kol gufo ba'avelis. Rabbi Gamliel tainet istinus ano. And he washed Belele Rishona Shemesa Ishto, because he was meticulously clean. He bathed every day. And what's the Hezbel? It was Rechitzo Shel Nikoyon, not Rechitzo Shel Tainug. You fall into a mud puddle coming home from the cemetery, it's mutter to take a shower. Will you tell me, bizman hazeh, sitting 7 days in a hot August week, no air conditioning in the house, in Netanya or in Be'er Sheva or in New York, you cannot tell me that there's a rechitza shel nekoyo, and after the third day, fourth day, fifth day, then we'll pass in the shayla? No, why not? Mirsas bayakum. This halacha will destroy the OU. You go with mirsas. What the beat mirsas bayakum? Mirsas for who? For what? In a scandal-ridden society like we are, where there's no organization, not government, not medicine, not where it's not full of shkorim and onor, you will tell it to me that a guy won't tell a lie because he's afraid of getting caught? If he should get caught substituting shark for tuna fish, he's made a vice president. No one's going to punish him for that. I'll give him a $250 fine, and the company will reward him amply. Is Mirsas a factor or not? Or are we not back to what Kadosh Baruch Hu was made in the mouth of David HaMelech? Asher piyim didosho v'yiminom yimin shoker. Do we live with Mirsas b'zman hazeh or not? So yeah, it says so in the halacha. Halachic response is only when you're looking for a kulik. How about halachic response means you ought to be machmir? Concepts which are really a derech hamelech. It's really a ois getrot in a veg. That some of the achayin spoke about it. It's in food technology, one of the critical things. Yovish ke'etz in the talich shal yitzur ochlim. You know what we do to food in a process, in industry it goes through, we put in poisonous acids and dry it and chop it and cook it. And it's not, it goes through many stages in a royal achila. You ever saw how gelatin is made? It's not royal achila until the final stage, and they put it in boxes marked jello. Is that a factor or not, that modern food technology has the ability to put in samim and then remove the samim safely or not so safely? Just two in, just for sake of completeness. Like lachas b'chol amoy, let me just finish the line, then we'll give you a chance to breathe. Taglachas b'chol amoyd, one of the Shrel's great tshuvas, which was a response to a social change. The social change was that men shave every day instead of once in 30 days. And how do you explain to a Talmud that you must shave chol amoyd, erev yom tiv, right? So yichon es lachar kshum menuvu. But you mustn't shave on chol amoyd. Why? Gzeira otu. Maybe he'll forget to shave on Erev Yom Tov. What did you gain? Are you looking home with a cantum? That will certainly be maneuver all Yom Tov. Well, someone with a stubble of a day or two's beard is not maneuver. And when people laughed at that idea, I mean, the time of home, then suddenly comes society to show how smart Chachamim were. I understand the last year or two, if it's one of the accepted styles, is to appear in polite society with a stubble of a day or two, with Moshe Nagel. It's more aesthetic. So Chazal knew that a stubble of a day or two is nothing. But what he do with Zman Hazeh, it's not. So when the Shver wrote the Tshuva, it was maneuver to have a stubble. Right? Comes along a real maneuver in Hollywood. In the side, it's nicer that way, so now it's no longer maneuver. What does halacha do? Flip-flop back and forth every year, depending what the perverts decide how a man should look? But these are real halachic problems. It's for real. This is what we live by. That's our halacha. I got Mirsas back in twice for some reason. By the way, I understand the OU became very machmir. Someone just told me that the first page of the Passover bulletin in the OU is a warning that the Shabbos candles should be used only with the UOP. That chumah they got. Comments with Pesach, that was so important. But the OU must use a candle, OUP. And if you have a suffix, whether it is OUP or not, you can light it and be kind of mitzvah be your chametz. That's aside. Hachokas b'isonida. The whole trouble with this topic is I can take a circuit through Shas, or through all Dalek Halki Shulchan Aruch. But they have to be taken someplace. I don't know when we'll do it otherwise. When you're walking with your wife, and she, first time the baby is being taken out, and carrying the baby, suddenly you have to go to the bathroom. What do you do with the baby? You hand it to your wife, or you put it down on the snowbank, and let your wife pick him up from there. Have there been any shinuyim? Because what's a choker then, maybe not a choker now, or is a low plug? As indeed in most of these in Yonan, there is a low plug. I want to give you an idea that you're going to get a great tradition here. But the question has to be asked. Because if you don't ask the question, it's because you don't believe that our halacha really can function today. So you better not ask questions. The fear that if you ask the question, you'll end up without a teretz, and then you have a taina against Kadosh Baruch Hu or against Chacham. And then these concepts of Mishum Eva and Darkei Shalom. Well, does it make a difference in Eretz Yisrael or in Russia or New York? Are these universal concepts? They change with societies? That's the format for that has to be covered within 3 or 4 hours. Huh? And, yeah, okay. And the Chol of Yisrael one. And Sa'al B'Yishaelva, I have a few more, I just didn't finish it. And Sa'al B'Yishaelva, the Yonah that we discussed in Mishir, Amina Yehudis, Das Yehudis, and so on. All these Yonim that you really must relate to clearly. One of the big problems among yeshiva life, because you're busy, is that you allow yourself a kind of passing acquaintance with Yonim, and that's sufficient for you. Oh yeah, I know, it's a big machlokas. What exactly? Don't really know. It's dilettantes, you know. You quote something from Shakespeare. Says, oh yes, William. or a Kopmensch, you know. He also knows. A Shiva Bacha can't do that. There must be someone who understands this Chayvus Al Tegam game to film along. To get something lucid, clear. There's no place you're going to do it except over here. Okay, we have enough trouble, but it has to do with it. Okay, let's begin and see where it takes us. I think by giving you the outline of what has to be done, maybe what we'll have to do, Mr. Shem, is add to this or let some other people take over and complete it. But those things, those items that I listed, you should be very clear about. These are not esoteric halachas that come up sometimes. These are things that you're in constant contact with. What is the power? Yes.
The other meaning to my fear about halacha is that a great difference between the
ages of Spider-Man. We'll want to talk about it. We'll talk about it. That's why I brought, as an example, Kitnius Professor. Right?
And would it be possible for Gabi, what is social change and what is just plain?
Yep. Yeah, well, as the union.
Sort of a general parameter.
Well, on a general parameter, what social change is mean what is significant social change. That'll come up in the union. That's the key. The key to whether the halacha should move from the box, the right side of the box, to the left side, is has there been enough social change to warrant moving from the point at which Chazal left us 2,000 years ago. If there isn't, then we're that point. If there is, then we'll move. How much we move also depends on how much social change there was. That becomes the yardstick by which we measure. Where in the box are we supposed to be? Okay. I didn't give you the Gemara in Bava Metzia because just one line, and I feel like and it's just a statement in there, nothing to study there. Yet it is a concept of social propriety in Minim, which is a halacha. Actually, there are two halachas, one which is applicable and one which is not. This one is applicable. The Gemara b'Metzia, Omer Rav Tanchum b'Chaneloi, Li'olam al Yishane Odom min Aminog, Sharei Moshe Olalam Orem v'lo Ocha Lechem, Malachei Shorish Yordu Lamata v'Yochlu. In the discussion, I didn't give you that quote, I think that much you should know, huh? That's right, I gave you the Ma'amok, well, I'll give you the b'Metzia paper of Amibetz. That's the statement, there's a social propriety which has halachic imperative to it. It's an imperative, it's halachic. When the Gemara says Le'olam, right? Le'olam al yishana adam min hamilik, that's halachic. It's a din d'rabbanan, the al yishana adam min hamilik. It can also be approached incorrectly in halachic, as we see, by saying, well, that's halachic, let's just go to it. Al yishana min hamilik, al taso etzem, agudus agudus. Don't join the agudus. I mean, don't make agudus, right? This is not applicable in our case, as we'll see, because there's a fundamental machlokes for showing them, I believe, or I have to own them actually, whether Lotus Godudu applies to Minhagim or not. Godudu only applies to the Rabbanis, the Hovah, not the Minhagim. We'll see the distinction between the two. But nevertheless, this first one says Minhag is binding. That's Tokus, the first, that's the Ikaraya we have. Tokif shall minog, if there is a minog, you're bound by the minog. You can't tie in the well, there are three levels, the Isis and the Rabbonans, and there are minhogim. Minhogim are not binding on everybody. As we'll see, they indeed they are different than the Rabbonans, in that minhogim may be more local, may be less universal, but nevertheless equally binding for those who are bound by those minhogim. The same halachic imperatives apply. In the Gemara in Pesachim, many minhagim are mentioned on Daf Nun Amid Beis, the Daf I gave you. I urge you to those who didn't learn, or not learning Pesachim now, and who did, most likely will never get to Mokim Shenogu. Either you go to the third Perek and skip to Avi Pesachim, and the Mokim Shenogu gets lost, although in the yeshivas, Mokim Shenogu did hold its own. Most yeshivas who learn Pesachim, the yeshivas do say shiur and makom shenog. It's an extremely important perek for the topic that we are discussing. Well, that's the mission of makom shenogu. That's the one of the ikim makoros for such minhagim. And I'm not going into hilchos minhagim, which you are familiar with, like the halacha of how a ben chutz laaretz conducts himself in Eretz Israel, or ben chutz laaretz. I mean, can you have your host in Eretz Yisrael drive you around on Yantur Sheni Shalgolius, which is not observed in Eretz Yisrael? Can you have your brother who lives in Eretz Yisrael full time be a Shabbos Goy on Yantur Sheni when he comes to visit you in America? These are halachas psukos that we know that's not part of social change, hence I've not discussed that. That's the old minhagim. All that changes is the level of amaratzis, how the people paskin. But the halacha remains bimkomo. I'll take there, by the way, you see, minog shel takonis b'nei ha'ir, which I just like to comment. Its halachic authority comes from the power of taxation. I won't go into detail, but if you do the sugya well, Shiva Tuvi Ir can charge you money for digging wells, for fortifying the town walls, and so on. They have power over you. And hence they can order you not to work. It's a taxation. Instead of telling you work and give me the money, I say don't work and lose the money. And you have to listen to them because they have that koach. The Shiva Tuvi Ir have that power of taxation. And hence the right to tell you whether you should work Erev Pesach or not work Erev Pesach is included in the authority granted to them by the people. It is a halacha of Sroah that was granted to them, which they have a right to exercise, or better yet, a duty to exercise.
When you say that the
Yom Kippur
would be subject to change,
not
deciding because of the accessibility of flying back and forth or any issues like that?
Of course, it doesn't change. Nothing has happened.
Because of Gemara dealing with Bavel and Rishon.
No, it says this. That's what it says. Pleiir, Lamajom, Galofin, and that. Whatever change it could be is built in to the examples the Gemara gives here in Mafum Shinovu. There's no reason to assume because we can get to Eretz Yisrael faster. That's called a social change or technological change that requires a reevaluation. It makes a little more confusion because more people are involved in getting back and forth. But that halacha is therefore all the more necessary. Halacha shelo lasos melacha b'erev Pesach. So Rashi brings down kedei shelo yetoved b'melacha v'yishkach b'chametz u'shchitas haPesach v'tikun matzah l'tzorech halayla. That was a motivation. Now where that is a minhag which was made as a takonah seir for a purpose. The purpose is they are watching out for your soul. This was a kind of minhag that developed in order to protect a lifestyle of a Jew. But it didn't come under a takonas chachamim, which normally would be the ones who respond to such a need. You need a siyog latorah, right? So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the chachamim the right to make siyogim chol asher yerucha, yet it's mokum shenogu. It's not in the halacha of a tekanas rabbanan. It's a halacha of minhog. So you see that minhog can substitute or supplant sometimes the need for the rabbanan, because it responds to the same requirement, to the same urgency that rabbanan respond to. Rabbanan see that there could be a takole that he'll forget. Therefore, they said, "I want you to burn your chametz not at the last minute." But Shema Yiter, right? Because Adam is Toeh v'Shoachas v'Shteishos. Therefore, we made a takana that you have to move back or move up the Yisur Chametz 2 hours, so as not to run into any trouble. Well, there sometimes the Rabbanan make such a takana. Ochlin kol Arba, Tolin kol Chomish, Sofim Tchila Shesh, and sometimes places made that takana, and not everybody saw the needs. I guess a place with a lot of kollelim, there's no need to worry about people working and forgetting. They don't work. They won't forget. And people in Wall Street, a bigger danger. Right? In the mercantile exchanges, they needed such takonas. And hence it varied with the minhag hamakom, or as I want to put it in the terminology we're using, the minhag was the halachic response to social change. Because things have changed. It's no longer the placid economic environment of an agricultural society, where if there's scheint is morgen, so I plow my field today, I'll finish it tomorrow. You're not playing around with minutes. Unlike someone sitting at a computer in Wall Street, where minutes can be a chilek between the transfer of millions or billions of dollars, they need more takonis than they need in the out in the farm. And hence, it's a mokum shenoga. The mokum responded to the need. Then you have such a minig, minig beisav. A minig beisav, well, a bnei baishan. five lines from the bottom. Mnei Baisha Nogu Dulavazlina Mitsu Litzidam Mimale Shabbata. Osu Banayu Kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. Omulo Avosan Efshelahu Anan Lo Efshelon. Amalahu Kwakiblo Avasechem Alehem Shenemar Shma Bni Musaravicha. Vyatitosh Torah Simecha. They tiny, our business commitments are such, we can't take off 1.5 days. Can't take off 2 days from work. It's not possible. Rabbi Yochanan answered it. It's too bad. You are halachically bound already. It's a minig beisav, and the minig beisav is binding on you, not on me. I can go my Erev Shabbos, make that trip. You can't make that trip. Because your father once had a flat tire on that trip and took a Kabbalah never to travel on Erev Shabbos. And therefore you're bound by that Kabbalah. That's halacha, lo efshelahu. The reason for the takana was known. Why did the Beisav establish a minik? Right? Because Yom HaShuk shall see them with Erev Shabbos. Therefore, they wanted to travel on Shabbos. There was a social change. They said you can't budget. Sometimes the minig hamokom was not a dinuvo minhag, but was a hachor. And I would like to suggest that this is a different kind of minhag. It confuses the picture of minhag. But this is a minhag which substitutes for the machia. Sometimes there's another godol of machia. Like the Sugi in Sokin, where he said to his son, At Ani Sharisi, I saw Rabbi Yochanan eat, therefore I can eat b'fonah v'shalot b'fonah. He had this doubtful chaylev on the stomach, chaylev shalah keres, near the keres rather, in the greater curvature of the stomach. You who did not see, lo socha lo b'fonah, lo shalot b'fonah. I explained that the Shir HaNavoach HaNavoach. But here you have a case where he said, I can't be machia, I don't know what halach is. Therefore, I can hide under the protection of my Rebbe. A Rebbe-Talmud relationship allows me to say, my Rebbe ate, I saw him eat, I can also eat. But I can't tell you to eat because of two things. One, my Rebbe never paskened out loud to anybody. He wanted to be hoho, that is good, that he should have written a tshuva. He didn't write a tshuva. Never told him this medrash. He was not that careful not to let me see it, so he went to say, yes, I'm for you, I'm passing, you can eat. I don't want Haror Rabim. Why? It is Halacha Morgan came, whatever considerations he had. Haror is a process. He didn't go through that due process to give out a Haror, they forgot Haror. If I could be Machia, then I would passing for you, then you would be able to eat. But since I can't passing for myself even, I'm only leaning on the authority of my Rebbe, I saw him eat, so I can eat. You, my son, can't eat before night or shul before night. They can put on the table kishkir made with this fat. I will eat it, and you can't eat it. It's also why? Because you're not. Who are you to be machia between two gedolim? For you, it's a suffik yisur l'chumle. For me, I had a hachor by seeing my Rebbe. That's a technique of horror, where it's not horror of a rabbi. Milk, however, can become horror. I don't know how it happened. Who is there that was able to be machia to pass like one, not like the other? We have a big machoikas in the Chulin Tzadik Gimel. Beir Hashilta. Anyone remember what that is? You know, it's not in the Tefes, it's Gilan Noshe, so you should have learned that already. That's really castrated bulls. It's still done the same way by the Goyim. They have a crusher, cruel metal instrument. They sneak up on the bull. Yeah, they still see it in the farm magazines, and they basically, what they do is they cut off the blood supply to the testicles. The Mo says, but it didn't kill the testicles. The young man happens to be a son of a farmer, so but it's that was the standard procedure all along. Now they got a little fancier using ligatures, but that's still standard. And the farmers in the Catskill Mountains, they still do it that way. Those who don't call in a veterinarian to do it. The Mark Clare's, what is this thing? Dead it can be because there is no sirch on the ant. Gangrene didn't set in. What must have been in you? I give, of course, a modern explanation, an accurate explanation from veterinary science. You crush the major blood vessels, but there are some collaterals that still were left alive. So the testicles are alive. They're not putrefying in there. But functional, they're not losing the major blood supply. So you thus castrate the bull, make him gentler, make him fatter. So what should I do? Is it Eva Menachai or not? If he took off the testicles while the bull was alive, it's Eva Menachai. It's also to eat. He crushed them so that there is, that this, it's sort of what they are. I know they're not fully dead, but they're not sirchon. That they aren't functional, I also realize. How will I classify? Is it nitak? Is it called Eva Menachai or not? That's called Beya Chashilta. So it's Machloek is sitting about whether it's Eva Menachai or not Eva Menachai. So what did he say to him? He said to him, Beyach HaShilta, Rav Amir Olasi, Chad Osar v'chad Shori, Amal Rav Yochel, Rav Shemen Barabo, Hane Beyach HaShilta, you have a place? I'm sorry, okay? People, if I jump a page or two, it's not that the other pages are not important. And they all have, continue, I'm just taking single cases instead of multiple cases so that we can cover more of the ground. Okay, you have it four or five lines from the top. I put a little mark on the side, it didn't come out. All right, around there. You got it, Beyach HaShilta. Right, so what did he say to him? Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shemen Barabba, Hana Beyach HaShilta Shori. I tell you, they're perfectly mutter. It cannot be. If, Lord, there's no sirchon, they are gangrene and said, and they're not even Merachai. Then they're alive. It's part of the animal yet. They wasn't cut off from the animal Mechaim. Otherwise, they would have turned gangrenous. Right? But at lo techol, for you it's also. Me, I can eat it. But you not. Bishum maltitosh Torah simecha. And here you'll see, I'd like to make a machlokes here. Rashi Rabbeinu Gershon. Incredibly, the Rabbeinu Gershon is not perfectly clear, but you'll be able to make it out. This is maybe one of the strangest things. I give him copy made by my dentist, the neighbor. It's hard to find Sovereign Bismarck, as you know. So I make these initial Xerox, I make it home using my neighbor's little Xerox machine. It comes out everything perfectly clear. When that's put onto this machine, it blurs it. I'll show you the original. That's the strangest thing. Huh? All right? Yes. The Rashi says, Minag mekomcha sha'ata mi bovel. Sham Nogim Bolisur. The Rabbein Gershon, Atitush Tolis Emecha, says, Tzivui Chachomim. The Chazinan, the Machlokes Chachomim, he, the Chadasa. Rabbein Gershon is not learning like Rashi. Rashi says, it's Minog, therefore you can't do it. Rabbein Gershon says, no, there was Hachro by the Minog. The Minog was Machia, like one of the Bali Machlokes, and hence it's also because it's also. Because your Rav, Paskin Lisa, then it's also Midarabonan or Midaraisa. According to Rashi, Minig HaMokom, to Paskin like one individual, like one Bali Machlokes, one of the Bali Machlokes, since there was no Horo in the Gemara, there was no Kamashmalan, no halacha behilchusa, then it remains a machlokis. And the decision to follow one day or the other is minhog na halacha. La halacha, either pshat is right, either halacha is correct. Because you can't be machia between Rabami and Rabasi. Therefore, you have a right to say it's mutter, you have a right to say it's hasa. No one can tell you if I care. But if you're mokom, where you come from, decided, hard or how, decided. No one says, there was a horror from the love of the town, then it'll be horror again. No, it just developed better. It's known as the Fumer than Thou principle, and they decided to be Machmirim. And since one began to be Machmir, it's Fasnish. Mm-hmm. You should be Fumer than me, I am Fumer than Thou, so I also was Machmir. We now have routinely in most homes Milafika glasses and Fleischka glasses and part of the glasses. At least in Muncie it's the routine, everyone has it. No one doesn't have it at all, that's all. How to develop part of the glasses, Milafika glasses, Fleischka glasses, I've never heard such things. But you can. Possibly they make a shower for a color. Right. And make sure that she has three sets of glasses. That excludes Pesach and a little treif on the side also, Mizami. But that became minhag achilik. If it's a minhag hamokom, says, right, what does he hold? According to Rabbi Gershon, if they were machia, that rubom paskin like one man damar, then it's horor, jarei chad diosar, he says. Therefore, they decided to follow like the Chadli Yosar. Then it becomes Horor. It becomes Horor, no different than the Rav of the Tam Paskin. The Tam Paskin that made the Rav follow their Pesach. It's almost like the Loshen there of Halocha Psuka, right? Rav Zeire, Bnos Yisrael, Echmiru Al Atzman. Oh, they were Machman themselves, so Rabbanan put their stamp of approval on it. They were Machman. We made it into Halocha. The initiation came from the townspeople, not from the from a process known as Horor. And hence, minog is a substitute for a horror process. Therefore, it's not so pashut when you see a minog. Say, well, it's only a minog, as I mentioned any place. The minog, if the minog you trace back to a machlokes bedin, then it may not be a minog that's binding you, but a horror that's binding you. And you'll see there's a big chilek between a din de rabbanan and a minog. Just quickly, you should know that yourself. The Rambam Shita Moshe is a bracha minog. There's no shamta on violating a minhag. You're not putting cheren for violating a minhag. You're putting cheren for violating the rabbanim. This is a few things. There may not be, and something as a third thing, which I don't want to get into. Maybe subsequently, if we have time at the very end. Yehoi Guagavo may apply Rima Focus Rishonim, I believe. Most people think it's only Achonim. Whether Yehoi Guagavo applies to Minhog or only to the Rabbanon. Rabbanon certainly Yehoi Guagavo. Din the Rabbanon, if someone's forcing you to violate a Din the Rabbanon, the Faresia, the Lavo, right? Bishas. Sorry? Lavir Mandas? Yes, Lavir Mandas, so. Shaskelo, Shas Shmad, Shas Zer, there. My focus, the Rambam holds not. Not the Minog and the Chayiv, to be to forfeit your life. For the Rabbanon, you have to forfeit your life. It's no minor thing to know whether a thing is the authority of a Minog or authority of the Rabbanon. If it's a Minog HaMachia, then it's Halacha of the Rabbanon. If it's a Minog with the authority of the Minog, because that's you are Anshei Mokom, you belong to that town, and they have a right to establish rules about you because that's part of their taxation rights, then you're not bound in time of onus, a time of the anusim, a time when there was a time of shmad. Tesis, you see Tesis in Dibra Maskel, Mishum al Titosh. Sova Kiravashi, the Yama Perakama, the Hecha, the Daiti Lavza, no snell of whom we mokom shiotsimisham. What is he saying? Not like Rabbeinu Gershon. It's not horror, it's minhag. Inami, or you can say, Atlotecha Langli Bimkomoka Amach. But clearly, if it's Horor, it applies all over. It's a Machia. In a Machlokis, whether it's called Eva Melechai and Amelechai Melechimina, what town you're in? If it's only Halacha of taxation powers of the town, it's only in that town, no place else. I just mentioned just in passing, and I want to run over to the Kitnia story. I don't get much further than that today. In Sochem Daf Lamad Amud Aleph, I think I put all the Sochem together. Did I? Did you not? No, I put it together. Yeah. And on page 3, I have there a strange maaser. Amar Rav, Kederos Bepesel Yishaberu. V'yamai Lashinu Ad Acha Pesel V'leve Behu Shalom B'minam. Zera Otu N'leve B'minam. Shmuel Amar Lo Yishaberu. Ava Masho Lacha Zmano. V'ave Behu Ben B'minam Ben Shalom B'minam. Because he holds that Chomes Acha Pesach, right? Chametz Balua is Mutter. That's one of the. I was working with Ethiopians last few years. The Fume, the Chachomim among them. And there are some who are, their halachis, they handle mamish like we do. They put with great lomdas, and they. They're shyless, and they answer tshuvas to the people who ask. They break all their dishes, at least those from the Tigris. Tigris and Gunda, the Tigris and the Tumre. The Tigris group break all their clay dishes before Pesach. They pasken, Kederos B'Pesach Yishaveru. Their metal dishes, they're magel. They hold that Chometz Acha Pesach is also Banor. Even Chametz Balua. So before Pesach, they magil their metal dishes. Magil it for non-Pesach use. Pesach, they don't. It's interesting. They don't magil and use the metal dishes on Pesach. They have separate metal dishes for Pesach. But they magil it so that they can use it Acha Pesach. Yeah? And the clay dishes, they break all the clay dishes. But that's, of course, I don't know if they do it now to soil, or maybe they'll convince them not to, but. They did that in a society where Anius was at a literally survival level. I mean, nothing more. Where these people, most of them, mamish didn't have what to eat. And the idea of breaking all the pottery was a real mesiras nefesh. But that's how they fit. Was it? Huh? A lot of eitzes, but okay. Right? Rav Paskin like Rav Yudin, the Chomes Acha Pesach is also by Noah, and he also holds that there is some Ashu. Okay. Shmuel says, Lo Yishaberu. Shmuel says, the Hana, comes Shmuel and says, the Hana, the Mezav, the Kandli. Right? He goes to those who put on the kosher for Pesach stamps, right? And says, that doesn't allow you to double your prices. Ashu Zvini Akadnichi. Lower your prices of the pots for Pesach, right? Below Darshinu Luchu Kirabi Shimon. If not, Al Paskin, they're perfectly mutter. You don't have to do anything after Pesach. Fei the Gemara Belezus Luhu Shmuel holds like Rab Shimon, and the Gemara asked the Rav Havi. This Gemara I used in a previous year as an example of Horor Shel Rav Ha'ir. That Rav Ha'ir has a special authority. But there's another way to Pshat in the Sugi. Depends which shiur you have to give. There's another way to Pshat in the Sugi. Asri the Rav Ha'ir, obviously Rav wasn't there. You can't say Rav wasn't there, because if Rav was there, what Shmuel threatening the merchants of Rav's town. And that is, if there's any e-kovo to the Rav, no strange Rav comes in and starts making gzeiros in his town, that's certainly no professional ethics. It means, Asrei the Rav doesn't mean it was his town. It means it was his influence, right? They both, there's a town where they paskin like Rav. Follow the Sheshiv Shita, follow the Ramosh Shita. This is a, follow the Gaon, Bin Hogim, right? It was a Rav town. Nevertheless, what did Shmuel say to them? The halacha, you're bound by the halacha. There's nothing I can do. However, Ashmi Kidnaifu, I'm warning you, if you don't lower the prices, I will then paskin against your minha. Why?
And here, my bet on it for yours, a little bit of an exercise in Chidush. Because a minha cannot withstand social change. Because something has happened.
Anius, economic stress, things have changed in this town. And when things have changed in this town, the minhag will not be bound. I'll tell the people a secret, that you're bound by your minhagim as long as life remains normal. You get a bunch of gougers who are driving their niyam up the wall, then the minhag is not binding on you. There's stress situations in which the minhag then can be vacated because of the stress. Why? One way shot this way, where this is shot in the Gemara here and not as irrelevant. The Maskoni is correct, as we go into the Kitnius, the way the Gedolei Olam responded to the Kitnius problem in different parts of Europe. But I think it's real pshat in the Gemara too. It's another way to the one, you can say, I can't do anything, ask for the Rav, but then you get backed in. So how did he get Paskin against Rav? So already I saw a number of Mephoshim say, well, because then you must stand up for right. You can't let a Nevola go out in town. And therefore, that takes precedence over the Kod Parabair. That's, I think, more gequetched than this chart. But he says to him, I will tell you, what you're doing is, you don't understand, you're putting stress on the people. You have the same sugi in Krisis Dafres. The Maisa with the Kobonus, with the Kini, with the Ophos, right?
A woman has to bring a Kobon Kratos every time she has a child. They can go up every time to Yerushalayim. And there became Yom Tov, when people came up to Yerushalayim, it was like the price of white fish or chicken or meat just before Yom Tov. They goofed the price because the market will bear it. What happened? He stood up and he said, "In if you look, I gave you like the number two, right? Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Lo'olin Halayla Achigiyu Bidinorim.
Okay, I'm going to break down the price. I'm going to break the market. Right? Nichtas Nebis Medrash V'Lamad." That a woman can bring one set of kabbonis for all her ladies. So a woman with five children, we're going to buy 10 ofos, she only has to buy two. That immediately cut the demand, the price came tumbling down. It's a psak against the halacha. In order to save the woman, me tumosa, Rashi says, afa pi shehikil al divri Torah, eis lasus Hashemhu. Shilmole lo yimtzu yechdelu milahavi afilu echad, right? V'yochlu kadoshim b'tumas haguf, right? Their husbands are shechting shlomim, right? For the chagigus shlomim, and they can bring him home to lead to the barakol. Therefore, he stepped in. Eis las Hashem hefelu torah secha. He went against the halacha. Halacha says you must bring shnei torim, shnei bnei yonah for each and every leda. And he says, no, we'll bring for all the ladies one thing. In other words, a new kind of halacha.
Where what? And here is not minhag, this is halacha. It's a similar circumstance in which, because of economic stress, a halacha is coming out which I normally would give. But here, what are we doing? Here's a very unique thing.
Here, with the Hogo, I think, should be classified as the Minho. What he did was choose between two evils.
That part of Hogo, or part of Minho, when I'm boxed in and I have to choose between two evils, women should eat to Musagut and hardly have a Chi and Misa B'Rishamayim for it. Or should I paskin the light?
That one kovim is enough, one set of kovim is enough for kol later? Because there is such a havamin in the Gemara, but it's against halacha, we didn't pass them that way.
Avi machia, like a das yochid, against halacha psuka, because of the social stress, because of the economic stress. Now we had such a, I discussed with you once, and I discussed with you in the shiur I gave last year on sakone, on definition of sakone in halacha. If you remember, I brought you down a tumas adeshin. Anyone recall what the Indian there was? Huh? Like Katlanis, very good. Vanisha Katlanis. Where the Tumas Hadeshen doesn't defend the halacha. How come we disregard the halacha of Rochav Sukkah, that a woman with a Katlanis should not be allowed to marry another man? Three husbands died already. And he gives two Tuvuts in there, if you recall, two defenses why in his town we're not makbid. There's number one, he says there aren't enough people to go around. What should we do? Aren't enough women to go around? Obviously, it was a community at a time when there weren't too many fun people. And if we were to cut out these katlonis, and in those days a katlonis was not an uncommon occurrence with death rates as they were. Men dying under the age of 40 was relatively normal. You left over women who went through several husbands.
And second, he says, what happens a young woman who's a katlonis, what's going to be with her? She'll go out on the street. Right? What's going to be with her? A woman of 25 could have gone through three husbands. They married at 14, 15, with plagues, with epidemics, with mices. Therefore, what do we say? The halacha is no halacha. I said, no, the halacha boxed me in. What should I do? One halacha or another halachas? We have whole halachas that we're responsible for. Women should be moral, people should raise families, pay your living, etc. Comes along and you machia between the lesser of the two evils. That also becomes halacha that responded to social need. But that's, I mentioned it just in passing, because that always was darkly halacha. Last years of my shver became more reminiscent in his conversations, and repeated the life in Europe. He would talk about the effort, he always came to us for sukkahs, talk about the efforts there to get an esrog and lulav for yomtiv. In landlocked white Russia, there. Hadassim, Arovas are no problem, they grew there. Hadassim, it was a monastery not far from town, where they grew Hadassim in pottery, in pots on the windowsill. And they would buy the Hadassim from the monks. Right. A lulav? They got a lulav every few years. One lulav, every few years. He says, Nanduim? He says, you don't shake that lulav. They keep it wrapped in paper, wet it every now and then. It shouldn't be Yoveshke, it should be Nifrach. You should be Nifrach Bitsipor, and it should have it for some halachic residue there.
Does you know how you learn to mask a shy, what he says? People come to Hashaivas and Lulav Asoyim now. Those were Shaivas. They had to put together every aspect of halacha you could find in order to be matzav someone to make a bracha, because it was important to make a bracha on Esrog and Lulav for these people. We know how halacha can respond to need. It's unnecessary for me to mention this case, and went along with Minog, except I know how your mind runs. It's important to emphasize at this point. B'shas hadchakha lepaskin, they have no problems. That's not a new change in the halacha. That's the norm. We know what happened in Paskin B'Shas HaKar. We know Hefzeh Berubeh in Mokom Tzar. These are clothing that we use throughout Shas. That's not a new cloud of social change. I'm concerned with those social changes that are relatively permanent, that reflect not a time of stress, but a normalcy in life that requires a reevaluation of the halacha.
just have time, let's touch the minog of the Ashkenazim to not to eat kidneys for Pesach, also referred to as takonas hagonim. Here I gave you two things. I'll get to the Megillah thing. I'll get down to the Shiltas, the Psalmim Rosh on page 14, and the two Trubas of Sam Sofer. Okay? 14, 15, 16. I guess the most famous Minhag of Pesach is the Minhag. I guess. No, what's the most famous Minhag of Pesach? No, most famous Minhag. Let's see if you can guess, really. Nah. I'm not talking about Minhag Yishtus, Gorgi Avaratsis. But I'll defend that Minhag for you soon. Seichel LeMikdash Kehillel. Cain also Hillel. Right? Minhag, no halacha. That's a minhag built into the Seder. Right? Okay? Second famous minhag is kidney size. And maybe gebrox, for those who know what it is. There are masochists who don't eat table on Pesach. If you go to bake hand matzah, you'll be convinced that they are not masochists, but they are elechiyim. Because if the matzah isn't baked properly, when you put it in your soup, it's going to become chametz. Okay? Well, if a matzah, as was in almost all the factories before we began going down there and make takonis, where the flour dust filled the air, and when you bake matzahs, your jacket got covered with flour dust, where the flour dust come from the air, that flour dust settling on a baked matzah, that's from the grinding of the flour in a not properly baffled area upstairs, and so the flour dust kind of settles on a baked matzah, and then you put that baked matzah into water, and you got the chametz b'mashim. The book is not such a wild minhag. It's a wild minhag because it's based upon amaratzim baking matzahs. That's the problem. But those who know how to bake matzahs baking properly, there's no need for a chumra of gebrox. But if you're not baking matzah properly, it most likely is better if you ate kidneys for Pesach, as we'll see. What's the time of the minog? Time of the takonas agonim or minog, as it's referred to. Not because they pasken the chumre, even on the machlokis of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbonim, whether orez is or is not. I know we have some Sfaradim here. You have the minhag of eating rice on Pesach? Not a minhag. Dafke to eat rice on Pesach. Not it's mutot to eat rice. It's a kiyum to eat rice on Pesach. Why? To show that we know the halacha. Because of such a great machlokas of Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbonin, and Yochanan ben Nuri insisted that orez is one of the chameshes mini dogan. So you find not all the Sfaradim, but some of the Sfaradim, Syrians especially, by them not to eat matzah on Pesach and not to eat rice on Pesach is the same issue. Rice is made as mamish, it's a kiyum of Pesach, dafke to eat rice. Right? Because otherwise it's shnei toros, to show that that's the halacha. We told the chosr shel adam nikur shu tamid chacham. They didn't ask of beblach, soya beans and kidney beans and so on because of a chashash chametz, because someone said that they are members of the chameshes mini dogan. That's not how that mina came about. Those who don't want to eat rice, there were, and I think the Algerians, I think, don't eat rice. Right? Algerians don't eat rice in Pesach. They don't eat rice because of chumrah. It says, Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbanan. Pesach, you're looking for chumrah, there's a mood of chumrah. Why start off with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? They don't eat rice on Pesach. 7 days, 8 days, don't eat rice, Maharaj. But that's part of a chumrah of a tin. That's not how Issa Kitnis came about. Issa Kitnis came about, Sheyachlifu Kemach Bekemach, or because of a agricultural custom, a minhag of farmers, in which the kidneys were grown in the spare spots in the wheat fields or in the rye fields. And therefore, when you harvested the kidneys, you'd often find some grains of chameshes mini dogon mixed in with the kidneys. So you had to be bodek the kidneys properly. and if you've seen it, but if that's so, we have some good chaverim from the Algerian community, they intermarried the Syrians, and they both ate their rice for Pesach. They took me maybe in 1972. I spent a year in Eretz Yisrael. We were there for Pesach, and they showed me how they both ate rice for Pesach. Not to be believed. The dining room table is covered with paper. Every member of the family sits around the table. And rice is thrown out on the table, and the rice is picked grain by grain by each member of the family to make sure that you both take the rice for Pesach. Obviously, that came about a minute in that area. I didn't see it anyplace else, because in that area there was such a chash. A chash that maybe there are chitim or sorghum mixed in with the rice, so the rice was picked grain by grain. As you know, this father never accepted this minhag. The Chacham Tzvi.
Which one? Not being voting?
No, the meaning of not eating kidney. Right, of course. But they eat all kidneys, hummus, and falafel, etc., etc. Big machoikis and Eretz Yisrael, among the achonim, whether garinim, shchorim, whether it is considered kidneys or not for the Ashkenazim. And there we have a break in Ashkenazim minhag. Some eat garinim, some don't eat garinim, claiming it's part of kidneys. And others hold pikuach nefesh, how can you survive a week without garinim shchorim at least? So they're matir. What should be garinim, or not, what should be kidneys, not kidneys, just an aside. L'chura, based upon the moko of the minhag, is anything that could be machlef kemach v'kemach, something that's made into flour. So people will see flour made from beans, they won't know whether it's wheat flour or not. They see the Rebbetzin pours in water and uses flour on Pesach, they'll also use kemach shachita or kemach shosorim. So if it's something which you don't make flour, like sunflower seeds or pumpkin seeds, no one makes flour from it. Therefore, maybe from arbis, chiku, as it's called in Hebrew. That's hummus? No, what do you make falafel from?
Garbanzo.
Yeah? Some chickpeas, yeah. What's the noise called? That's the hummus, right? All right, the hummus, right? That maybe is zaka also, would be also al kidneys because it's made kema by kema.
Arbus.
Arbus, yeah. So, you know, we don't go into the whole thing now, we don't have time. As you know, there was a move in Europe for many, many years to ask the potatoes because they began making potato starch. And hence, tiny potatoes now should be under Xeris kidneys. And that's a raya, by the way, from that machlokis, right? What happened? Actually, one who killed that one was the chayadim. Chayadim got out and said, you can't survive. And you won't have what to eat for Pesach. They wouldn't allow the extension of the Issa kidneys to potatoes for that reason. Right? And never made it for that reason. That's a raya, by the way, that the Xeris was not on specific species, but on a concept. That's why it's a noge ostagabe cornstarch. Pioneer's corn was discovered in America. It's an American plant. There was no corn at the time of Chazal to be included in the minhag. So if you learned the minhag was on specifics, on species, then how much corn should be mutter? Then tira should be mutter.
Do you make
flour with
peanuts?
Sorry? Peanuts? No. My Shreya's house, at the Seder table, they serve peanuts to the children. That's Chalkin. It goes in there. Peanuts, as it says in Europe, was an expensive food to be mechaber a guest on Pesach. In our own home, we don't have occasion to eat much, but we would eat peanuts on Pesach. No peanuts, of course. Haraya, peanut oil was the first of the kosher oils for Pesach. And no one questioned whether it was shemen kidneys or not, which when it was corn oil and so on, because peanuts, no reason why peanuts should be kidneys for two reasons. One, you don't make flour from it. Number two, it is kidneys because some idiot took a first course in biology and learned that the peanut plant is a leguminous plant that belongs to the bean family. But from Balabos's point of view, kidneys grow above the ground and peanuts grow underground, like potatoes. So why would anyone even be medame? Mean to mean it doesn't look like kidney disease.
So because some person took a diverse biology course,
the answer is and they asked peanuts because they learned, you know, Columbus discovered America, and they learned that peanuts are classified as a bean. But being classified by Linnaeus as a bean doesn't mean it belongs in the Shulchan Aruch. Right? Rabbi Sofkaro was not an expert in taxonomy to be able to say that this is also a kidneys. Anyway, you go weiter. Chacham Tzvi, and I don't have, this I didn't give you, but just the quote is important. I brought you some Rosh, it's the same thing. I just want to read this quote. The Chacham Tzvi, which doesn't, I don't find the Chacham Tzvi either. I found it in the Mol Tzir, Simen Tov Nun Gimel, for those who want to round out your library. That's written, the Mol Tzir was written by the son of the Chacham Tzvi. Shalom Shuvah Sefer Mol Tzir and Simen Tov Nun Gimel, he quotes his father as saying as follows. Mitor Shein Ochlen Mini Kidneys, Sorech laharbos ba'afiyas ha-matzos. Since you only eat kidneys, you're hungry during Pesach. You have to eat more matzah. Al deizeh ein medagdikin ba'afiyas ha-matzos. Because they have to bake large quantities, they're in a hurry. They bake matzahs sloppily. V'hu minag gohua v'chumro di'osi l'deikule v'chuvo u'machshilan be'isach hametz. I mention this because of my own Talmidim who went to bake matzahs with me and saw how difficult it is to bake matzahs properly, hand matzahs. The Chacham Tzvi knew about it, and he didn't allow the minog of Yisur kidneys to get established in his town. He says, because it'll mean you'll have to eat more matzah, and every matzah you eat is a chashash chametz, he says. Okay? So, Ein Kol Chodesh Tachas HaShomesh. I found this only recently, over the last few days. So I thought I was the first one to discover there's a problem with baking hand matzah. The Chacham Tzvi knew fully about it, and that's the reason he refused to accept the minig of the Yisur of Kidneys, the minig Takanas Hagonim, he says, because it's a chumra ha-mevile de-kule. Right? U-machshilon be-Yisur chometz. Because they have to eat extra matzahs, every extra matzah. I know when I grew up in a little European town called the Lower East Side, and I knew Yidden in my building, in our apartment house, who ate a kazayas matzah for both dorim and wouldn't touch matzah again. Would not eat matzah. Oh, yantif? They were not, no lechemishin and nothing. That was their Kabbalah. Where they came from, I don't know, but from Galciana sections of Russia, there. That was their Kabbalah. They would make potato starch, that kind of things. Kublin, they'd have two kublin on the table for lechemishin and things like that. But not eat any more matzah, but the mitzvah matzah because of chashash chametz. The shaylat shuv is b'somim rosh, as you know, it's miyuchis to the rosh. Whether it is or is not, it's a big suffix, and most likely it's not. But nevertheless, it's someone from the time of the rosh. So it's another rishon. It's not the rosh, but what he says is worth listening. Look at simin shin mem ches. Ma she'shal v'dvar hakitnis v'orez v'adochem b'pesach. She'mikzas rabbanei ashkenaz hosrim. וכן המיני במקסס קהילוס אומרים שאין זוכן זמן שאוכלו. Yeah? In some of his kehilos, they say they don't remember eating kidneys. It was established, in other words, it was espashit in his area that they don't eat kidneys on Pesach. The Genenkin don't remember the time when they ate kidneys. Tshuva, Zorazu. It's a minig, it's a strange minig, not to eat kidneys. Shadova mafurish b'gmora la'atir. No, no, there was never a takana. He says, nonsense, takana sagonim, sheker. There was never a takana sagonim. These are minhogim that might have developed, and he calls them minig zorus. Ein lanu lachapes tamas kus, loma masha osu mixas, lo chlu bekilos yiduos. Korov hadovor, shemin agirushin, vabilbulim, nishtaka, Hoyulub, and that's everything. Gamkin Eidah Ktana Shal Karoyim Besocho Shenes Garshu. Here he gives a historical explanation for the meaning of not eating kidney. It says because there was a lot of expulsions, and one of the expulsions in this area was to a town where the Karoyim were dominant. And we learned it from the Karoyim, because Karoyim learn Chometz means fermentation. Anything that ferments. Chameshes Aminim is already a Perush of Torah Shabbapeh from the Chachomim. They had no Amunas Chazal, so they didn't accept that. So they learned literal. Anything that ferments is also, so it's, whether it's kidney, is, whether it is Chameshes Aminim Dogim Hainu Hak. Yeah? Name lo yodu shum chilik ben lechem le lechem, vakol machmitz, kol shef shalaos ben kevach le lechem, aval onu chalila leso dvaram hamatorim chinam, ubiyosem mishum takona saniyim vedalem shing lehem bosov le lechem lezvoa kolim yamoed, umavrin, the law was liklu, Trev said something, whatever it is, right? Mishum eida ochel litra yerek besudoso, vachein ein mavirin ashona b'motso yishviyis, hapi shasichel lo mishum zeka, vachemu leso, rov mini machal aniyim vevyonim. Ubiyom tev ha-machmirim, asidin litin esadin. Okay? That's the other side of the story. Look, what do our G'dolia Poskim hold? And there we have the second, the two truths of the Sam Sofer. Sofa already had the minig well established in his house. Lo shayle and the minig not to eat kidneys. Afal piken in Simon or Chaim Kufchof Aleph, he weighs the tokef of the minig kineged the tzoruch of the aniyim and the rise of prices at time of famine. Shas batzoris. I will summarize the key points he makes. So, Bavanaseno Harabim Hayoker Hoya Baolam Vachine Bnei Yisrael Mudukom Beduki Anias Ben Chitim Mekemach Motzi Benokel Ani Yisrael Tei Sipukum Yantu Shem Pesach Baolim Mevakshim Lechem. You'll find that I'm just skipping. It's not in the order. I'm just picking out the key words so that you get the flavor of it. Right? Therefore, I give them an etzer. Lo lolosh kider shagil lolosh kulushata b'shem zeras kidneys. Ela Yalushu b'mayim karen v'yofu matzos b'chol digduki mitzvahs. The etzer he gives is an unusual etzer because I don't know what he's talking about. Who said that kidneys is worse than chitin? He gives an etzer. You know, I got a bright idea. We'll make believe that the kidney is achitin. And treated like chitin. Chacham didn't make it, the Gonim didn't make a takana, that kidney should be more chometz than the chameshes mini dogen. They added it to the list of chameshes mini dogen. I know how, okay. But we do eat matzah on Pesach. So bake the kidneys like matzah. Don't make it like you make all year. You make falafel. We take hummus, roll it out, make matzah from it. Make the kiki from it. That's not only his answer for it. For that, I don't have some silver. That, lo'ol al dashum odom, there should be also. Why should be also?
On
Pesach? On
Pesach.
Oh, on Pesach, before Pesach. Oh, maybe that's
what he had, a good point.
That's
it. Kidney should be on Pesach too, but we make
Pesach
also. I mean, making Pesach, Pesach is as close to halachic Russian roulette you can play, and people fight over it. Right.
All right, but now it goes next.
And that was his first advice. Then he asks. They ask about. They should make kemah from tefesh aveis. What's tefesh aveis? You see there? That's maize, our corn. Right. Then he says that's about a kidney, same as everything else. Okay. Then he comes over here, an unbelievable thing. He came the second eight. Last was Geda Kodesh. Shroyobo, Litos, Lassos, Mehem, Matzah, Shomitzvah. That was his bottom. If you follow my eight, and make the kikim, before you know it, they'll be using it, Falachilas Matzah also. It looked like Matzah, no, make us. Therefore, Fakert, Lassos ovim, shlo yishalful li'olam b'matzah shal mitzvah, she'enem nasim el rikikin. To make sure that the matzahs that you bake, you should make it like you said before, make it like matzah. But make it very thick. Thick so no one would want, everyone will know that can't be matzah shal mitzvah, because matzah shal mitzvah we try to make as thin as possible, and here they make it intentionally thick, so they should know it should be a hekel, it's not the shame matzah mitzvah. And Shuvah Kufchav Beis, he answered someone who heard that in Westphalia, they were matir to use kikis b'pesach. So first is malabit schus. Listen to the schus is. Ulai, and that's the same thing Mamish at the Chacham Tzvi said. It doesn't quote the Chacham Tzvi. Ulai ro ba'atzosam harvi mechsholim al deyafiris pas ovel, pas meruba, ben chamshimu karoyu. Similar to the tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi. And there that is it's a kule. Maybe they kule because they're not baking much properly. Shapilu minik shenol v'nishyod v'yokal lomo lekiu kul yishlobatel haminuk. Right? And then he brings in a bunch of klolim. And that's all we'll have time for. I'll just run them through. I find in the tshuva four klolim that he gives in minuk. Number one, the concept of nispashit b'chol Yisrael. A minig shen ispashit b'chol Yisrael has a tokef, so we say minig Yisrael dinu. That's a minig shen ispashit b'chol Yisrael. Come the big kiddush, that ispashit among the Ashkenazim, even though the Sfardim rejected it, is called Kol Yisrael. Not that we excluded the Sfardim from Kol Yisrael, but when you have a whole Eder that accepts it, there is a unit less than the whole world, which is called the whole world.
The whole community.
Right. Okay? No, that's not the community, that's already minigir. Then we'll be binding anybody else. But if it's a minig nispashit b'chol Yisrael, then it's binding on everybody, any place where they may be. So we have the two worlds, the Ashkenazi world and the Sephardi world. The Ashkenazi half world is enough of a world to be mechayev every Ashkenazi to do it. It doesn't say a Sephardi has to follow it, but the Ashkenazi are mechayev to follow it because it was nispashit in the whole Ashkenazi world. I show me a little town where they didn't accept the minig, it would help. That town will be bound by the minig shen nispashit b'chol Yisrael.
Second,
now we'll come to it later, on definition of what's called a world, or kol ha'olam, and so on. It's the geyas, the gabi shviyas, and meister asher, but thorn bushes for camels, it's Michael Behemon, and so on. But because in Arabia, in a continent called Arabia, the camels are fed thorns, therefore of course Michael Behemon. And gabi muksu, they have everything else, and so on. Okay? Next. Afilu lo nispashit, and the chilek is if lo nispashit, a bezin that's cotton mimenu can be matir. If it's nispashit, a bezin that's cotton mimenu to be matir, you can't be matir minig rishonim without a reason. There has to be a social change that you can show why you are matir. Third point he makes, a minig that's made for a siog has the halacha of a din d'rabbanan. Then yefshel atiru afilu bezdin shagol ben b'chachmo v'minyan. Now this, I can't get out of it, seems to be so a little bit what he said before, because he said it was a minyan that was a spashit, yet with a tam you could change it. So you got to be machalik of what he means, what's called a minyan that's not still a siog or not. There's a real siog, there's a real concern if it seems to be a siog, then it falls under the category of the minhagim that the Rambam lists in Hilchos Mamrim that are minig shenaseh as a shogat Torah. I feel a bezdin shagol ben b'chachmo v'minyan cannot change it. A takonas chachamim can be changed by another bezdin, but a minig shenaseh the shog, as I explained once, the minig shenaseh the shog speaks to the personality of man. Chachamim evaluated and said a man is choshud, he can do something wrong. Therefore, I need a fence around the law. I need a shog. Well, if your door they seem to be more careful, next door will be less careful. And therefore, there's a permanence to such an analysis. The Amudas Chazal says they understand the human personality. It's necessary to make a gzeira, not to have meat and milk on the same table, or to gzeira, maybe you'll eat it together. And even though you say, well, but we're very careful nowadays, we have two decolored tablecloths, they come split down the middle, one red, one blue, and so on. We're not pechuyim to listen to the local changes. We look at the broad view which speaks to human psychology. which one Besdin asserts is a concern to them, that every Besdin has to respect that concern, because if it's not a concern for you, it'll be a concern for your son or for your grandson. And the fourth form, interesting thing, Atakone says that was made by a previous generation. Really, he asked, why should you be matir with Hilchos Nedarim? Why should a takana be worse than each one taking a neder upon himself? He says, indeed, you could be matir al Hilchos Nedarim, but only the ones who made the neder, not the children who came after them. So they had made a takana, and then they saw it. They want to get rid of it, not because of they can break it by saying, they don't want it. Decided to go well. Then they can follow a system of a Torah Sedorot. Aye, there were Noyeg HaChumre. Noyeg HaChumre is open to HaTorah. But that's only for the ones who made the Chumre, not for any subsequent generation. I'll finish off just on a personal note. My Shver, you know, held that milk in America is Hall of Yisrael, and those are singers, Hall of Akum in America. And he personally drank only Chol of Yisrael. In his house, he drank only Chol of regular Chol of Stam, regular Chol. His wife, his children, none of the Feinstein family annoyed Chol of Yisrael. He personally had a bottle. So when I entered the family, I asked him, wow, pass that position, the wife. I said, she'll go downstairs, and you go upstairs. I mean, why? He said, Aloche, he says, is exactly like I said. In America, where there's no suffix, the idea that there are no camels being milked is a vadois. That's called roe yodeya she'ein tamei v'edro. And therefore, all the milk is by definition chol of Yisrael, chol that Yisrael knows it has a mixture of tumah, he says. But I was knowing the chumre in Europe, where I had to be knowing the chumre, he says. So I believe, api aloch, I'd have to be mataneda. And I have a kabbalah of my father never to be mataneda. If you take a neder, you should never be matter. So therefore, I couldn't break it. So otherwise, I would have changed when I came to America too. He says, but I got caught out of the door. And I told the door, and it's a minig beisav, not to be matter neder. That's why he kept the minig and he let the children pick up the minig. Okay, we'll stop here. Last time, we're a little bit in trouble in this sugya. We're just not making enough progress to come even close. I don't know how we're going to handle it yet, whether we'll just stop as far as we went, leave it to you, and we'll switch off to the next Indian I'm supposed to speak to you about in a week or two, is on Hasagas Gvul. Or if you want, we can continue. Finish off this Indian and maybe catch Hasagas Gvul another time, so that I don't want to be massing the Gvul in time with someone else. Let's see how it goes today. Last thing we discussed was the Issur Kitnius and the adjustment of the Minhog, Takanas Hagonim, as it's referred to the changing times. One, the very fact that it was a Takana that was the so-called Dispashet Berov Yisrael is a Sof HaChidush, because the Sfaradim did not accept it. It has that halacha. It teaches you something about this. That's a halachic principle, Dispashet Berov Yisrael. You cannot change a takana. That's called the fact that it spread in a coherent community called the Ashkenazi community. That's it's sufficient for Kol Yisrael to give a takana or a minog its tokef, give it its authority. And then second, the obvious adjustments that had to be made in time and place as changing conditions, is if there was an understanding that in the original takone there were allowances made for economic stress, for difficulties that arise within the various limited locales of the Jewish community. I'd like to go back to what we started, namely the fundamental authority of a minhag. Essentially, what I'd like to suggest to you is that a minhag may be nothing more than a takonas rabbana. Or put it more accurately, nothing less than a takanas hachamim. Here, I refer you to the
Gemara Megillah Daf Hei, that you have the Xerox in front of you. That's on page 8. Rab Chazia lo gavre davatoshod dikisne bepuri evalaite. Saw someone doing malacha bepurim, and he put a curse on him, put him in cherem. Lo tzamach kisne. Okay. And the Gemara concludes that even though simcha mishte were mekabel yom tov, they were not mekabel aleihem. For a different reason. Not because of Issa Malacha Bepurim, but because Dvorim Hamutorim Vacherim Nogo Ben Issa, and it was Asrei. Vasei the Rebbe lo nagu. Ivo yisem a Rebbe netiya shel simcha nata, which is mutar. Tosis do masul dvorim. As kosher the Rebbe hita beishon al ramei ashacha shamola shel yerek. And that was a mokum she nagu bo isu. They held it was chutzla, they held it was Eretz Yisrael. And was also to eat without our precious tumas and isis. And he ate without our precious tumas and isis. Because he knew it was not. Shloma, how someone know the Israel of Itos? Achamayre bedava shnoga bo Yisur b'miskavim. The halachi was like enough. You can do work on poor. But that was a mokum shenog. And mokum shenogu. It was al sminog, not al sakonis rabbana. That's what the Gemara is saying. Since it was al sminog, not al therefore, he wouldn't have put him in chayim for violating a minig the rabbanon, a minig Israel. But there's another halacha the rabbanon that mokum shenaga v'isur is also lahata b'fneim, but that chutzpah he put him in chayim. First time. This taisus, of course, a critical taisus, that a minig b'toros doesn't have the halacha of mokum shenaga that it should be also to be matir b'fnehem. Rather, it comes coming Pesach now, you have a whole bunch of such minhogim that you can be comfortable not worrying about whether you are matir b'fnehem or not. I don't know how many of you are aware of these. The Chayodom says the minig of the Hungarians not to eat knobel, not to eat garlic on Pesach, is a minig b'tos. It's a minig shtus. It's a minig b'tos. The Chayodom would not believe if he were alive today of the minhagim that have been developed on Pesach. Like, as you most likely know, you can't use plastic tablecloths on Pesach because alcohol is used in the manufacturing process. It makes the tablecloth, likewise plastic dishes, and so on. That's already a kubu all over down the hill in Muncie. Yeah, but it's you know, the hummus that we have, we export to Bnei Brak and they come back to Borough Park. And it's now in the Spashik Barov Yisrael. Right. Okay, that's a cow. You know it's a toss. And they know it's a toss. After you tell them. But if they knew the plastic tablecloths are perfectly mutter, you can't be yotze mitzvah matzah with it. But you can serve matzah on it. Alpha P came, they decided Mishum Takone, Mine, Siog, whatever reason they wanted. And in that town, because people will make a lot of alcohol, they wanted to put an isu even on something which alcohol was used in the manufacturing process, then you'd be bound by the takone. You'd be bound by the Mokum Shalom. If you look in the Shultis, you find this sugi in the Gemara presented differently, and this is what gave me my starting point really for the whole shiur. since I learned shoot this Friday night with the Olam. Presented, I think, what is a real fundamental thing, and I timed it. It should come out this week's Ezra. Just hold it a minute. As a different Yitzhak. As I gave you the whole Shiltis, maybe, for that, so you'll have it. Aside from... Okay, Mokom Shenogu on page 11. Mokom Shenogu Shalasas Malacha Bepuria. Malach Echad Biyosa Malacha. Mi Amrinan, Kiven de lo Kibul Alayu min Hogahu de no. Minighu lo Milsehu. Adilva Kiven de Omar Mari at a Shoil at the Befneim. Abdina Badina Olo. He contrasted nicely. Not our Girse Akasha Teres. He says, that was a shayla in the Gemara. What is the Issa Malacha? Is it a din that has, as I'll see, I'll show you, a halacha of only minhag? Or do you say no? You say that there's an Issa Rosalata Bethlehem? No, it's also only minhag. There's something more than minhag. And here's how I'd like to learn Pshat. He finishes up, Omar Rabba Barabba Rav Yochanan. I'm reading from my notes, so I'm skipping a line or two for economy of time's sake. Amar Rav Barabba Amar Yochanan Barav, Al Tito Shora Simecha. If you look in the Baal Amor, right on the Daf in Megillah and Daf Hei, there's Purim Muto Vaseis Malacha, Behecha de Norga Bo Yisur Rosu, Um Shamtinen Lei, Kuv de Darav, De Leite Elohu de Zohar Kisna. What do you see from here? Double poshut. It's minhag. That was the clue. Shaila was. Is it only minhag or is it more? And the answer is no, it's only minhag. But you put someone in cherem or curse him, or you kofa him, ma'anish him for violating a minhag too. The Rambam twice says the Feirish, and minhag ein minhag. Even though you're over and also lata b'fneim, I mean, any minhag needs minhag, you're doing otherwise. He says, the Feirish, that minhag is different than Issa Rabbanan. At least I want to say a shikul achidush here. The Rambam in Yom Tov Ches Yuzayin, I gave you the Makoros, so I didn't give you the, didn't bother Xerox in the Rambam, I figured that you'll work out do for yourself too. Also, lasos malacha ba'av yom tovim, and amincho l'malam. Erev Yom Tov, you can't do work after mincho. כמו אבי שבוסוס, וכל עושה מלוכה בו אין הרוע עושה מבוכה לעולם, וגורם בו, ומבטן עושה בעל כוחו, you shut a store, shut down his carpentry shop, אבל אין מכן עושה, מכס מרדוס, ואין צורך לומר שאין מנדל עושה. לייטר יש מנדל עושה. חוץ, בערב פסח, אחר חצוס, שעושה בו מלוכה, אחר חצוס מנדל עושה, ואין צורך לומר שמכן עושה מכס מרדוס, הם לא נדעו. לפי שיום י"ד בניסן אין הקשר ביום טובים, מפני שיש בו חגיגה או שחיטת קורבן, and רבונן, therefore added a special measure of fear to ערב יום טוב פסח, ערב יום טוב פסח, to back it up with muscle. Likewise, in הלכות תלמוד תורה, where he lists Chov Dalet Dvorim Shemenadin Es Odom, which is printed on the entrance to the theological seminary down the street in Broadway, right? Hamazalvu B'Dovarecha B'Dovar Divrei Sofrim B'Tzachom B'Divrei Torah Hamachalel Yom Tosheni Shal Golios Af Alti Shehu Minhag. He adds, Yom Tosheni Shavu is also only Minhag. Af Alti Ken, right? Shemenadin Es Odom. On this minhag means on this minhag, not any other minhag. Because on stam minhag, a minhagin. Here we watch where there was a special halacha, right? The Gemara Sochim and Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph says Rabbi Shmuel Amrit Tavai minhagin Sheni Shal Golius. I have two minhagim sheminhagin aleihem erev Yom Tov Pesach and Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golius. Here I'd like to say something that is critical. I think it explains also something we'll deal with later on Das Yehudis. You have here a fundamental machlokes in the definition, delineation of the tokef of a minig ba'al ofer. According to the Shiltis, where he says, it's a minhag only, the yafal became women adin aleim, for the Shiltis held that minhag is one of the ways in which your masakin din be Yisrael. And therefore, once the minhag is established, the origin it may be minhag, the consequence is din darabonan. It's as if, no exactly medama mean in the Indian, but I think it's a close enough in its orientation. The Rambam's svareh on smicha daraisa dismanazer. We had a concept of smichas klal Yisrael, that there's a normal protocol miyad el yad from someone who somboch from Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Am Yisrael has a special tokeh, special power, a special kedusha that enables them to give smicha, enables them to substitute for the rabbonon who had the power to make takonis. Am Yisrael can make such a takonis. I might even add, and I'm not sure on this one, but I think certainly you should have it in your notes, that this may be the best shot in Rav Zeres, Gnos Yisrael Echmiro Al Atzman. But the introduction was Geit Meron, Gnos Yisrael, who has to know that? Who do to the women's lib, that they also can make takonis. At least we won't give them such a takonis they can make. I think it was to tell you just that. I think to let you know that because the noise of Mir Asmam, Rav Zeres stepped in and had no brere to recognize the mitzius. And it became established as a minog Yisrael, Gnos Yisrael of Mir Asmam, and therefore he announced it now has the tokef for the din rabbanon. You're bound by it. You look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Chanukah Gimel Hay, you find also this clear distinction. Kol vaday shel devrayim mevorchen olav. That's the case. Lama mevorchen and tosheni. Behem lo tiknu am pnei asofik. Kidei she yuzal zolobo. So Rabbanan stepped in and made special takonis. But otherwise, you would not. You look in the tziv, in the Hamik Sheila, it's a too long to go to with you together, all together, but it's well worth reading, and it came out clear enough for you to use the Xerox copy I gave you. You'll see there, and I have in my notes, Bor Shekivanti, I believe that he's saying the same thing, that the Machlokes, if Minog is Milsehu or not, is Machlokes whether Minog has a Tokev the Rabbanon or not. He doesn't add this little thing in the Darkei Horor, or Darkei of Takonos, that minhag Yisrael means the power of the populace, the referendum power of Am Yisrael to make halachas. But nevertheless, he takes note of the fact that the Shiltis must hold that a minhag has a tokev for the Rabbanon. I'll just mention to you, you should follow it too, that actually this has to do also with another machlokes, which I don't want to go into now, but if you're interested, you'll have no trouble following it through. I'll just give you the makoros. If you look in, of course, it has to do naturally with the machok, as I mentioned that in passing last time. Machok, so they make a broche on Halo the Rosh Chodesh, right? Since the Sfaradim don't make a broche on Chotzi Halel, because the Chotzi Halel is only min hogahu, not a takone, and al mehoga lo mevachina. That, of course, that distinction is consistent, it's clear. I'd like to make reference to you in the Rambam in Din Yehoring Valyavo. In this same mahalak, right? I won't go into the in detail, just make you give you the references. In Sanhedrin Ayin Dalet, where the Gemara says you have to give your life a mitzvah kala, my mitzvah kala, till the shnuya akas of the masana, right? And you see there a fundamental machlokes rishonim, whether you say yahoi wal yavak al minig Yisrael or not. You'll see how many of the rishonim insist you must learn that was a din darabonan, right? A din darabonan maybe comes from the halacha of Fukas Akum, it was an Akum Dika thing, and it's easy to understand. It was a red shoelace, and red, as you know, especially by the early Christians and the sun worshippers, had theological significance. Then the Papus, when he was dying of thirst, he wouldn't drink from a ruby colored glass. Thought it was Avazayah, that way, the Zohar. red habit is something to worry about. Mele stay here of the Indian Fukus Hakam, that's a drabonat. But you see, others are no Mishonim in Hoguru. Just a minute, they dress this way, we dress this way. And if they make a point of it, is even the Yoy Walyavo, even Al Minhoga. And I believe that Makoke should be understood the same way. Does Minhoga have a tokif of the Rabbanan? Those who hold that Yoy Walyavo applies even to a minig, not because they say a minig is enough to forfeit your life. But there's no such distinction. The Minhog, once it's established, becomes a Dinda Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan, everybody paskins, even on a Dinda Rabbanan, of Elizor Yoy Walyavo. Okay? I want to just run through this. One last point on this thing, and then we'll move ahead in the outline. And that's, I think, in this same derech, you can understand the machlokes where the isolotes go to do is shayach amin hogim or only on dinim. In Shulchan Aruch Tov Tzad Gimel, and the minhogi may ha'omer. I decided to make it as relevant as I can to the time of the year. The Gemara writes, lo nagu, lo yinhagu be'ir. Achas, mixas, minhogzer, mixas, minhogzer, mishun lotus go to do. And on this, the Magen Avraham says, it's not true. The dover, shein ela minhog, lo amrinu lotus go to do. Again, I'd like to, I think, a simple, the same mahalach would explain the machlokas, not just with aminig, yes or not. I think it's better to understand the machlokas is, what is the tokef of minhog? If minhog becomes the rabbanan, everybody's more than the rabbanan's lotus go to do. He can lotus go to do the rabbanan. And if you hold there's such a lower level, called minhog, that's why Yishayach the Macholis. Okay? So much for that point. I'm sorry? Tov Tzad Gimel. Yeah.
Can you define the place to be Kovei Minhog?
Okay. Right. That is a little bit difficult. I will pick it up again. The mokko for that is, anyone know? We'll touch on it now. Do anyone know what's the question posed? What is the place? What's the hagdara of Mokom? Huh? But you have a better one, the classic. Yeah. Anshei Hutzl. Right? That's the classic. Anshei Hutzl. And that's what we'll touch on now. Din Kalachayad. Okay? What's called Shinui? What's called unusual? What's called Minhog Hamokom? That's the flow of consciousness, right? How people conduct themselves, right? Determines whether a thing is called kelacha yad or not, or kedako. Kedako, shalo kedako, depends upon how others do it. How big an others do you need in order to establish what is called shinui, right? Or what is referred to as kelacha yad. I'll just bring to you the next three inyonim, or inyonim actually that you're also can shear and Baruch Shekivanti. Part of my managing this year has been that Kadosh Baruch has been good to me, that because I've been able to use the same drosha for, as I said, for Levaya, Pinyan Ben, Bar Mitzvah,
wedding.
I mean, same drosh, I mean, same sugyas that somehow we're involved in proved to be multi-use, multi-purpose there. But rather than sugi and ksubis, I had a chance to be ma'ayin in it. For shir, it turned out that it was part of the sugi that I wanted to share with you. In our sugi and ksubis, in the long ksubis, we got caught with a little ancillary sugi in kalachayat. That's really very, very critical. And I think I might have mentioned to you last time, I said I included the COVID shurim, they're really the chodo. In case of so dovos became, you deserve it. Obviously, other makoyres somewhat prior to the COVID shurim. But what he says will allow me to expand a little bit. If you look in the Gemara, on Daf Samach, okay.
Page 20.
Didn't give it to you, no?
20.
Never get lost.
Page
20.
To the next page.
No, not this, no. Oh, I get lost. You want to go to Klachayadni? Where is it? No? On the page of the South, was that it? Let's see. Mark it down. Don't you look at the tasers there, too? Very, very important tasers in Hilchos Shabbos.
You want to see this?
No, it's okay, yes. It's more I learned before. Okay. It says, Goneach, Yonik, the Shabbos. Someone is coughing very badly. They had no Robert Tosin in those days. And they did have, they knew it was treif. It has 17-18% of treif glycerin in it. And they also knew the FDA report that it's totally valueless, which adds a special dimension of Esau to using it, Esau to act like a fool. Omru rakam pochum v'novo nagoya gadol hazeh. You know, don't spend $4, $5 for something with the FDA says is valueless. And it has plenty of glycerin in it. That's placebo effect. All right? So, Mor says, Tanya Rabarina Somer Goneach Yonik Kolo B'Shabbos. My timer, Yonik Mefarik Salach Hayad, Mokom Tzara Lo Goza Rabona. In this thesis, I built a Shikul Torah that's going into Beis Yitzchak on this piece of Gemara. Big Kiddush, I think that there is a extra classification of Hilchos Shabbos, of Refuah B'Shabbos, and not only do you deal with Mechush, Chole, Shimbo Sakona, Chole, which has potential for Cheslo Neva and Pekuah Nefesh, as an intermediary stage between Chole, Sheinbo Sakona, and Cheslo Neva, called Chole, Sheinbo Sakona, Imtzar. And here, it's based upon the Shikta here in Tasters, and I show that it's Ma'aloche. Mechaba accepted it, no one even watched it. And that's the Sugi of Mafis Musa. Mafis Musa, Wamatir. Nafs Musa B'Shabbos because it is Kalach Hayad as Adi Shinuk. And so what? You cannot do a Malacha B'Yadayim or Yisrael for Cholish Eimbo Sakana. That's the Heta for Nafs Musa. But Nafs Musa, because Mishum Tzara Lo Gozo Rabbana. You see, there's a classification of Cholish Eimbo Sakana Sheish Bo Tzar with Mutter for Yisrael to do a Drabonon B'Yadayim. Otherwise, the only thing that's Mutter is Amir Lakum. See the Mokum Tzar, we raise it a level to the same level as Chesoneva, in which you're allowing Yisrael to do a Malacha B'Yadayim, a Malacha D'Rabbanan B'Yadayim, because of Tzara. Alright? And Yonei Mefar Kalach Hayad, Uba Mokum Tzar, Lagoz D'Rabbanan. So you have two Gemoras, this Gemara and the Gemara Mafas Mus, this is Beferish. This is, don't say a Goy is milking B'Shabbos and giving to him. It says that the Amir Lachem to Hilchos Shabbos, and he did it for Shabbos. You see, Yisrael could do it, Rabbanon. If he can do it, you can do it for him too. No chilek the chole, or someone that does it for the chole. On this comes the Kovet Shurim, and it says something fabulous, which is the Geyas Halach HaLamayse all over. He meant Halach HaLamayse, and Yisrael sounds like he meant it. Like he meant it. Okay? Look at Reish Beis. You have it. That's on page 18. Yonig lefar kalayachadu mire the hod of poto b'shabbes the osei kalach hayad eino din meyuchod beisuri shabbos. It's not a halacha shinui. It's not a halacha unique for Hilchos Shabbos. And here, of course, he argues the Feirish with the first Israel. In the back of Mishnah Shabbos, gives Klolim a Kalkelas HaShabbos, right? It says there are six unique Klolim for Shabbos. Remember? Ki Geshem Mokok, Kulu Gufu Shinu. Ki Geshem, right? The Shinu Shinu, right? Miskabe. And then you have Mokok, Mekalkel, and Kiyum. The six Klolim that you're supposed to check through in your mind, we have a Shabbos and Hilchos Shabbos. Some of the trouble or the nonsense. Piskei halachas you hear coming out of some people in the institution or without the institution is because they never learned to klolim. If the things come out that don't make sense because if you don't know where you're heading for, you can go in the other direction. A compass doesn't guarantee you get back to your base but it guarantees you don't go in the opposite direction. So first you know a cloud. A cloud can be violated. And you can still make plenty of mistakes in the poti poti. At least you're not going to go pum pater. No, he says it's not true. There are only five klalim in Hilchos Shabbos. She knew he was not a klal in Shabbos. Tremendous kiddush. I know no one who even records this because very simply, no one says shiurim on the fifth pair. I suspect we might have really made history here in the yeshiva. Only Achainu, they just skip it. Subis stop with Gdala. Alright? Listen what he says. Unbelievable. Ainu din mi yucha bi suva shabbos kibo mekalkel umloch hesif lagufa ela kenhu bechol dine hatova shiro nemru elo gefi derech harogil my high time of poto vachilas vano asisu shokidel hachila vano the kiva and the kosav kroa achila sam lo aire ele vichedako. The tonot vei Rav Yosi in Reish Perek Ova Hotev al kol zera zeruah kiderech shebnei odom motziin lezriya. The rail of there, the Pesach shebishlo b'chamei tferia is potol k'mo b'shabbos. If you use chametz feria to cook, it's not kedarko, it's not der bishnulu b'kaf, but it gets good and cooked. And in the Yisur, lo socho men a no, right? No mugusho. So if you cook it for chametz feria, you're also not there. The talad as chama ein of bishu, the time of the pot of b'shamashim, then der bishu b'kaf. Nireden, the wadin, the Indian, mevashel, v'basa, v'chala, v'chama. The gum came taught them should be shown there and be shown the cup. So I'll ask you a simple shayla. Someone cooked basa b'chala. Your shiks in the house made herself something basa b'chala in your microwave oven. Can you let her eat it? Can you give it to your dog? Basa b'chala, there be shown, is also b'ano. Find to me where the microwave is there, Bishul B'Kachana. Chazal knew about microwaves. Maybe yes, you know. They knew about telegraph.
See, all over the world, they don't need any wires.
Oh, yeah, they had wireless. Knew, how would you find Dr. B'Kachana? What's new is no longer, was not the Akubakach, it's not included. Or do you say, well, you're right. If some fellow in the Air Force got hungry at night, he took a Frankfurter and dipped it in butter, and he held it in front of the radar dish and broiled his Frankfurter with the rays coming out of the radar, badai, it's mutovanoi. But that was then. Today, who doesn't have a microwave? The Shemsel don't even have a microwave. People don't have microwaves lie and say they have them. So it became Dr. Bakach. Who makes Dr. Bakach? We do. So man's going to get Misa because we decided to buy a microwave. Because Der Bishul Legabe Kom Pesach, comes Der Bishul Legabe Basa B'Chola. Let's see if that's so.